Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I am your host, Pastor David Shaw, a mighty man of hope and deliverance. Well, hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. No matter what your situation is, no matter where you've been or what you've done or where you're going through right now, God will deliver you through the storm in the name of Jesus. I am truly honored in Jesus' name for you live on Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw Ministry and Friends, where we continue forth with bringing the powerful anointed reading coming out of the Book of Testimony written by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Step into your purpose. Once again, I want to truly give all honor and praise to God in the name of Jesus to my wife, First Lady, Prophetess Lady Diane Shaw, as well as our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout out of Atlanta. I want to also acknowledge those that are listening by way of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and those that are also in on our chat room. I want to say God bless you and thank you for joining us on today. We pray in the name of Jesus that those that are even listening in our archive, like the anointing of the words that are going forth on the TV, will be blessed to your heart, mind, and soul as well. Again, as always, we want to give all honor and praise to God who is the head of our life. I want to acknowledge, praise God in Jesus' name, that those who like to support our ministry here at Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw Ministry and Friends, feel free to send your love token to 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702, in care of Miami and Hope and Deliverance. We do acknowledge, praise God, in the name of Jesus, that we have a powerful anointed prayer sign that comes forth every morning, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, in the name of Jesus, from 7 to 7:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 to 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, and we have 9 to 9:30 Central Standard Time, and we have 10 to 10:30 Eastern Time. We do praise God, acknowledge the Word of God, where He says in the Book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, and that is, men ought to always pray and not faint. We'd like for you to call in if you'd like to share in our moment of prayer every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as I mentioned, by dialing. You may have a situation going on in your life. You need some encouraging prayer. Or you might have a sickness and you need someone to stand corporately and together with you and believing and touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus for healing. You may have a situation that you just need help and strength to get some encouragement through the Spirit of God. We trust that as we come together, as the Word says, to agree, are gathered in the midst, so to hear our prayers. Answer our prayers. God, in the name of Jesus, for being just who He is, but He's still on the throne. I do want to truly, in the name of Jesus, want to acknowledge our prayers as we go forth, as we continue to pray for Chris Brown corporately, that following that he has, as he turns his life over to Christ, we ask for a shield of protection to be upon him and his spirit to protect him from any hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus. And now, praise God, with any further ado, we'd like to continue forth in reading out of the Book of Destiny. Praise God. Words in chapter 14, the distractions, the away from what doesn't matter. Let us read. Passion takes energy. Vision takes energy. Strategy takes energy. As destiny draws you, you would need to invest yourself there, which means you don't have time for energy draining attitudes, feelings, and emotions, being jealous, intimidated, or scared. You have been chosen to play a role that is your destiny. You have a calling. Are you jealous of someone who seems to have a greater talent than you? Simply do what you do. No person was meant to be someone else. Every person's destiny offers fulfillment in doing what God has destined that person to do. Be happy for that talented person and find your purpose. The calling for your unique gifts. If there's someone you envy, even if you can't live their way, you wouldn't enjoy it, even if you could. In fact, you'd probably be miserable because it's not your life. Frustration with destiny's purpose can also cause us to become envious of people who seem to have already arrived. Remember, they too endured a process. Every success has a backstory. Cannot see. I am not accountable for the gifts God gave someone else. God does not expect me to be and produce beyond the level of gifts given me. My only obligation is to use the gift God has given me to the best of my ability. The gifts God gave you are not the same as the gifts the Creator has given anyone else. So why look at what God has done in someone else's life and then belittle what He has done in your own life? If you compare yourself to others, you'll never be at peace. Somebody's ice will always seem colder. Someone will have more degrees, a larger bank account, a grander house, a better psychic, or a greater oracle ability. Celebrate the skin you're in and be happy pursuing your own destiny. Know why you seek destiny. Destiny is better when pursued just to prove something to someone. The father who left home and never sent a dime to help her mother, or the girl who rejected in a high school because you were a nerd. So if you envision destiny as proof of something to someone, stop right here. Back up to chapter 6. For destiny's sake, do you. And figure out who you want to be and why. You need a strong identity to pursue destiny. The secret is that is to be bigger than you. And even if you have a miracle, your self-serving dream does come to fruition. It's not going to be what you hoped it, only if in your ego. A desire to serve humanity, help your family, or improve yourself is stronger than your ego. Your ego motivates you to succeed because of how your success sets will impress others. You can't skate your way to destiny. So you must know who you're willing to endure challenges. Making someone else envious is a poor incentive to stay faithful to destiny's demand than you. And so must your dream be. In a 2006 speech, then Senator Barack Obama gave to a group of college students, he offered these sage words about success. Focusing your life solely on making a buck shows a certain poverty of ambition and adds too little of yourself, because it's only when you hitch your wagon to something larger than yourself that you realize your true potential. Thing you as you thrive, that the destiny's path, identity, and identify your purpose, and then let patience perfect you. Patience purges bad motive and clears jealous vision. It allows you to mature and increase clarity. Destiny starts in your head. Destiny is about more than simply reaching a destiny, a destination. What you gain along your way to your destination is part of destiny. You can't get to destiny, bypass people, experiences, and lessons. Your mentors propel you to destiny, but so do the people who do everything they can to toward it. Success will boost you closer to destiny, but so will your mistakes. The lessons you learn will drive you near to destiny, but so will the instruction you fail to heed. This complex mix is strict destiny's purpose. Surviving that process requires that you find joy in the details of your path to destiny. Menial jobs, demanding bosses, failed relationships, financial setbacks, keep them in perspective. Recognize that each brings you closer to destiny. Remember your strategy during these long, uneven, and uneventful seasons, because it gives you concrete reasons to keep rushing and pushing forward. Want your future badly enough to grab hold and not let go when the day-to-day has you feeling like a failure. You may not feel like a person of destiny when you wake up every day feeling. Your head will tell you to get up, be on time, and face the daily challenges, because destiny awaits you. Your future is not rooted in how you feel, but in how you act. You cannot base your quest to destiny on feeling. The way you feel changes based on different variables, but your mind changes based on knowledge and information. Don't give in to your feelings. Emotions are saboteurs of destiny. Your feelings into captivity through mental discipline. Discipline says, I may not like what I have to do today or feel like doing it, but I know what must be done and why I have to do it.
Discipline is a domain of the head. The new car you can't afford right now, but still would make you happy, will wait if you have financial discipline. Discipline gets you to the gym in rainy today. Discipline says skip second helping. Stay on the job even though your boss made you mad enough to quit. Tell your child no even though she's out, moan, and whine for a week. Stay in school even though you feel like an eternal student. Feelings tell you to get your hair and nails done because you're a little depressed. Discipline tells you to budget in getting your hair and nails done because you need to make a good impression at your upcoming job interview. Discipline makes decisions that take you toward destiny. I've looked back on decisions I made and asked myself, what was I thinking? Or thinking can be flawed, screwed, or based on erroneous information. Right information and discipline thinking leads to right decisions. But nobody can be spot on in their decisions every time. Like me, you will still make some mistakes, but the likelihood of mistakes is far greater if your life is based on the feelings rather than head choices. When you do make mistakes, keep a level head, reassess, and move in the direction of destiny. Above all else, guard what goes on in your head. Protect that space between your ears with all you've got. A soldier to go into battle, a police officer about to make a raid, a football player headed for the playing field. They will all protect their heads with the proper gear. Protect your head so that your journey to destiny is guided by knowledge rather than feelings. Protect your head to keep negativity out. When people doubt your abilities, when you have an attack of low self-esteem, or when you experience a setback, don't fall into dark places from which you cannot easily emerge. Deserve your position and positive thoughts. Keep your thoughts in good place. Protect the positive person inside you who is telling you that you have what it takes. Watch yourself talk. Tell yourself you will make it no matter what happens, no matter what anyone else thinks. After Elvis Presley's very first performance, his manager told him, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to the drawing a truck. It's a good thing the king protected his head and didn't listen. His records have sold more than 1 billion copies. Protecting your head is important because discouraged advice will come from the sage experts. And if you're filling your own head with negative information, you can conceal those things that are canceled out. The helpful efforts of mentors. mentors, sponsors, and advisors. If 500 people tell you that you have what it takes, all you have to do is conceal, look in the mirror, and say, no, I don't. Protect your head against others. Don't also protect against yourself. God's opinion is the only way you need. If God says you can, that's all that matters. Listen to what God tells you, then watch what you say to yourself. Don't tear yourself down. Don't beat yourself up. You cannot arrive at destiny. Tell yourself that you're not good enough, not smart enough, not qualified, not attractive. Don't work against God by tearing yourself down. Reaching destiny requires you to monitor how you talk to yourself. Next, to the voice of God. Your own is the most important one you will hear. You are with all the time. So guard, you're with you all the time. So guard how you talk to yourself. You can avoid negative people. You can never get away from yourself. You can't escape yourself. If you're tearing yourself down, change your thoughts from negative to positive and from destructive to uplifting. Build yourself up by speaking self-empowering words. Word of iffy talk. I wonder, or what if? This is nothing more than negative supplication and speculation. Guard your head against speculation about your destiny. You can't have what you are striving for in your hand until you have it in your head. Get it in your head, not in your feeling, that you can and will achieve your goals. Whatever you want, get it in your head. I vividly remember a conversation I had with my sister back in West Virginia when my wife and I had been through repeated financial challenges. I was tired of being broke. Riding in the car with my sister, I told her, I'm not going to be broke anymore. That may have sounded foolish at the time, but I certainly have gotten to where I'm no longer broke. The change didn't come overnight, but making the decision in my head set the wheels in motion, financial situations changing my family. Get in your zone. Focus on your own path. Your mind is open to new ideas and revelations. Your limitless potential can be shaped by destiny's unflattering hand. Those who avoid the lure of creativity are residents of the comfort zone. Those who look safely inhabit the comfort zone. The comfort zone is the land of the status quo, whose language is, we've never done it that way before. Those words and have innovation and halt innovation. Life in the comfort zone requires no challenge, no gut, and no determination. Everyone who lives in the comfort zone expects to speak like others speak, do what others do, not do what others don't do. They choke creativity to what they can understand. The comfort zone looks easygoing, but it's tense and controlling. Residents of the comfort zone demand total allegiance. You can't live among them and dare. You can't step into the comfort zone, then out of it when you get a burst of creativity. You'll be punished for trying to live along and among them while they are perceived you as simultaneously betraying them with your new ideas, originality. Clusters of comfort zoners reside in every strata of life, from the deepest recesses of the inner city to the sprawling miniature lawn of suburbia, at church and school, and your workplace, professional organization. They're in your neighborhood, family, sorority, fraternity, and country club. They're among the boys in the hood and the billionaire boys club. Young African Americans in urban areas across our country are often pressured to stay in the comfort zone of a limited existence of poverty and ignorance. They are susceptible to peer and even ultra family pressure to not read books, speak standard English, make good grades, or pursue a life that doesn't include prison, unwed earlier pregnancies. Your comfort zone of their world says, historically, racism and exclusion has shown us that you get ahead, so don't start acting like you have had and hope to make a better life for yourself. Beyond that comfort zone is a world of opportunity, destiny for those willing to break out of the comfort zone. Comfort zones don't have a favorite neighborhood, and the most prosperous neighborhoods, just as in ghettos, people are confined, marry only a certain type, enroll children only in a certain school, drive certain cars, shop in particular stores, main affiliations, and join specific types of organizations, dare to think or behave differently, and some soon you feel you must move on, an outcast from the comfort zone. The people who live there fear the non-compliant among them fear creativity because out of its boundness, abundance, visions of images that cannot be contained or controlled. Destiny seekers live in the creative zone without limits or boundaries. Their energies are stirred by the creative process. Creative zones thrive on new ideas and design. They await new expressions of imagination to energize and enliven them like comfort zone dwellers. Creative zoners come from every walk of life, social, economic group, race, gender, and economic level, on the educational level. Author Fry, inventor of Post-it Notes, whole career as an inventor and scientist, but he didn't dwell in the comfort zone of middle-aged, middle-class America males. His most popular inventions spawned an entire industry that countries that evolved from its origins in 1975. Damon John, creator of the immensely successful FUBU line of urban apparel, rose from poverty to propose by delving into the creative zone. He gives his advice to creative thinkers: if nobody else likes it, it might be a hit. Since comfort zoners like Siamese sameness, if they find their ideas distasteful, that may be like your green light and make moving forward. Jumping fully into the creative zone, and you will find fulfillment and purpose that you cannot imagine as a comfort zoner. If you've been banned from the comfort zone of your friends, job, of neighborhood, say goodbye and good riddance. Have courage to walk away from them, even if they're scary when you weren't of dire consequences or potential pitfalls of taking risks and doing something differently. While destiny calls you, friends, loved ones, and coworkers in the comfort zone will tell you to be afraid to go back to school, to fear quitting your job, to start a business, or that you aren't creative enough to write music or play or books. Take on the challenge of seeing who you can become. Ignore the disruptive lure of the comfort zone. If destiny is calling, you can never be satisfied with sameness, mediocrity, and if your friend to leave what you already know, think about this. If you have the courage, take away from the familiar to pursue destiny, and it doesn't work out for you, you can always go back to the left. Will still be there when you get back. You get to choose where you will dwell, comfort zone or creative zone. If you are brave enough to ignore the distraction, you will feel as if you have arrived home when you get to the creative zone that is your destiny. Your ideas will be embraced and celebrated. An annual television concert called Divas Live featured some of the greatest vocalists of our time: Celine Dion, Gloria Estefan, Aretha Franklin, Shania Twain, Whitney Houston, Brandy, Cher, Tina Turner, and Mariah Carey. In season together, the Divas were inspired by one another's vocal range and ability. That's how creative zones work. Find your way out of the safety of sameness. You will link up with creative comrades who make you better as you make them better. Finding your creative zone doesn't mean you sing. challenge, customarily defined as creative. The creative zone is simply the place where your uncharted journey up to destiny is free to explore all roads. Whatever you revealed purpose, you will be energized by opening your mind to ideas and closing the narrow mental corridors of convention and sameness. Praise God. We truly thank you in the name of Jesus for joining us on today. Right now, we're going to take a short break, come back, and we'll continue forth with the reading out of the Book of Destiny. Just keep in mind, if loving the Lord is wrong, we don't want to be right. We also want to acknowledge in the name of Jesus, we'll fly away. We'll be back.
Come on, boy, I got a home in the hospital. Somebody, I'm gonna be free one day. Some glad morning. Yeah. Let's move on. We gotta get out of here. Some glad morning.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I'll fly away. We truly, first and foremost, again, want to give all honor to God who's the head of my life. I want to acknowledge in the name of Jesus all those that are listening
by way of Skype, YouTube, Blog Talk, Instagram, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking in our chat rooms, in the name of Jesus, listening to our reading of this anointed book written by Bishop T.D. Jakes, Destiny, in the name of Jesus. We're coming closer to finishing the book. We currently are on chapter 15 now. And as we continue reading, I want to acknowledge first and foremost again our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the head of my life, my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, and our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout, out of Atlanta, Georgia. We do want to acknowledge those that are listening and paying attention to the words that are going forth out of this wonderful reading. It's very inspirational and very encouraging. And we want to thank God for you joining us on today. And as always, let us continue reading in the name of Jesus. Chapter 15. Hear Destiny's voice. Step aside to listen to Destiny's authentic call. I went to visit one of our church members who was incarcerated in a maximum security facility for prisoners with emotional and mental dysfunctions, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, etc. As I passed through the corridors, one inmate introduced himself to me as God. Others said they heard voices telling them to harm someone or to commit some terrible act. To visit, I talked with my member's doctor, and when she spoke about patients who hear voices, I told her, actually, there's really not much difference between what you do and what I do. We both deal with people who have problems and hear voices. We all hear voices and can have an impact in our destiny decisions. Voices that tell us you're not good enough. You're wasting your time. They'll never choose you, or you're not going to get the job. So just skip the interview. Voices remind you to pass so that you continue to live in shame and fear of being exposed. A dangerous form of bondage that will cause you to get destiny's opportunities passed by. Sometimes the voices are old ones, altered egos, for example. The voices that tell you to give the boss a piece of your mind while you're standing face, smiling. A voice tells you to quit when the situation gets too hard, to walk away from a spouse of 30 years, or to do something that goes against your values because no one will ever find out. You meet a man or a woman for the first time, and a voice says, "That's the one." We all hear voices. You have to decide which voice you will heed. Every day you choose which voice you will listen to. The voices that you pay attention to are the ones that will manifest in your life. If you turn your heart and your head toward destiny, train your mind to hear positive, affirming voices that offer wisdom. Monitoring the voices you follow is critical. The internal voices you hear have to be brought under control because you carry those with you
24 hours a day. There is no escape from them. Those voices are with you while you're being interviewed for the dream job of your lifetime. Those voices speak while you're on a date with a person you hope may be someone you marry. You hear them when you look at yourself in the mirror, and again, when you look at someone else and compare yourself to them. When you look at your bank because you hear a voice. When you look at someone who seems to have it all, you hear a voice that say you are not enough. Can drill your destiny. But when you recognize that you have the power to change those voices, you can become unstoppable. Internal streams of critical commentary can be empowering or damaging, but so can the voices of the people around you. External voices have the power to shape how you feel. You do. And everything about you, from your wardrobe to your career choice or the spouse you pick, friends, loved ones, and even enemies influence us. But that doesn't mean that comments come forth to where they commit are relevant to our destiny. With my oldest son, twins, Jamar and Jermaine, were younger, they told me how to put on baseball cap. No, Daddy, you can't wear the cap like that. That's not how they're wearing them anymore. So I curbed the bill they showed me and put it on my head. Appropriately dressed to be seen in public. Years later, when my youngest son, Dexter, looked at my current baseball cap, said, "No, Daddy, you can't go out with that, looking like that with me." The cap needs to be worn low and the brim needs to be straight. Twice I was influenced to change how I wear something as inconsequential as a hat by people who care about me. We are swayed by other people's opinions about way more important life decisions. We've all made these choices based on someone else's opinion whose voice mattered to us. It's good to seek the advice of wise counsel of the people who trust. But you can be so influential by other voices that you might never reach your destiny. If you're listening to those who say to you, you should be a Harvard professor, although you're a kindergarten teacher, and that is your destiny. You will not find satisfaction with your destiny until you choose and close your eyes to them. You can't tell everybody the realities we must face about life is that everybody is not going to be happy with you. Prosper. People, haters can't stand your dreaming of a better life. Despise your happiness, turn their nose up at you because you take extra care in your speech and appearance. You get angry when you find a better job or a new love. They stop speaking to you when you give up negative behaviors. Be more your dreams evolving into reality and closer to its destiny. The greater target come from your negative opinions of others. People who don't even know you may form impressions about who you are and what you do. They will critique whether you're qualified, intelligent, attractive, competent, sophisticated, or savvy enough for whatever you're doing. They'll always conclude that you're not enough and you have no business going after destiny. You can't please a hater. Haters are such an integral part of your journey forward that you can almost categorize them. Some say they can do better than whatever you've done. Others minimize your accomplishments. There are critics of your desires to succeed who accuse you of being self-serving, dishonest, and immoral. And lots forget those who throw up your past to direct and disqualify you, reminding anyone who will listen what you did 20 years ago. But perhaps the most pain is inflicted by the haters who smile at you as they plot your demise. The vitriol of all those haters is nothing compared to the betrayal of one loved by entrusted and who claimed to care about you. Be strong enough to stand up again, even after haters make you drop to your knees. All of that negative drama is enough to make you stay and say to destiny, never mind. But don't you dare satisfy your haters by quitting. Make yourself happy by fulfilling your dream. There's no other path to success. The road that gives you fulfillment, purpose, and joy as it takes you to destiny is always prepared with jealous, envious, and angry people whose venomous darts are aimed squarely in your direction as you travel. The hurt may make you stumble, but don't stop and waste time on revenge or retaliation or even reply. Because the old saying is true, success is the best revenge. A well-known comedian put it this way, it's a hater's job to hate. It's what they do. That's true. But haters are always jugglers and judges and gossipers. Be sure to examine yourself so you don't begin doing what haters do. Avoid preparing yourself with others, saying you can better do what you do, put down their accomplishments, criticizing their desires to succeed, calling out self-serving, dishonest, and immoral behavior, or bringing up their past, gossip, it's hater activity. So it's listening to gossip, which you can cut short by interrupting the gossiper with, I don't need to know. The steering in the conversation of another subject. Seek other your destiny. And do not worry about others. Only God knows the full story of someone's destiny. You don't. So you're not equipped to judge. If you find yourself rooting against someone else, best, I encourage you to focus on yourself. What you do best and march to your own destiny. Do not let yourself become a hater. Before you get to the place of calling yourself, recognize whom you can talk to about your destiny and whom you can't. Dream colors will question your ability, your preparation, and even your worthiness to live your dream. Their negative voices are always more than eager to offer an opinion. Often, each disappearing commentary comes from those who have accomplished very little. They don't want you to either. Are you lagging behind in fulfilling your destiny because you're listening to the negative voices? Learn to those selective about whom you share your dreams with. Some can't handle it. People with low actually cause you to feel guilty or foolish for daring to have a dream. It's hard to dare for destiny when everyone around you seems drugged, dealing in prison as a predestinated fate and blue collar union job is even dreams ceiling. It's tough to be open about your destiny as a medical missionary when you are your classmates are dragging about being recruited by top hospitals. It's crazy to confess that your destiny is to marry the man you love and be a stay-at-home mother. When your girlfriends talk about a woman's need to make her money, her own money, nothing is wrong with what they want. Nothing is wrong with what you want. That you dare to have different dreams can scare people, especially those in the comfort zone. When you encounter such reactions, make a mental note to protect your dream from such persons and understanding the reason for their fight. Anger and intimidation is nothing to do with what you are destined to do. Rather than sharing your dreams with people who can't understand or don't matter, spend time talking to yourself about the destiny holds of the future. Hear your own voice affirm your vision. See yourself as prosperous before you get to the money in the bank. No, don't buy things you can't afford. Relate to money as if you were rich and were not born with it. Tend to respect money and are a good steward of the resources. They are not often foolish with money. Affirm financial prosperity deep within you so you are already too rich, that rich person when you reach that financial destiny. If you're not living your destiny as the journey, you don't
be able to live it after you reach your destiny. Destiny is not only a destination, a goal, process of becoming all you were meant to be. You're educated before you get the degree. Couples are married long before they reach the altar. You are the supervisor before you get the title. If you are not supervisor material, you still won't be one even after you get the job. If you're not a good husband or wife mate material, you still won't be one even after you say I do. Your mind is already where you were called to be while you wait the actual fulfillment. As you strive for destiny, your vision may function at the higher level of your opportunity, which can create frustration. On the inside, you can feel what is calling to you, yet nothing on the outside and no one validates your feeling. Hold your destiny close to your, keep listening to your own voice. Hold on to your revelation. Avoid sharing your calling. Everyone is not worthy of knowing your inner voice. Don't give the haters an opportunity to hear and tear you down. An opinion is just that. People who know me during my younger years would not have chosen me to do what God has positioned me to do. Back in West Virginia, when I was working at the chemical plant and preaching, when opportunities arose, I would not have been the number one pick to have a 30,000 member international ministry. Most would have expected me to take over my father's custodial service business. At every turn in my life, people speculated how I would end up, what I would be or do. And most of the time, they were wrong. That's why opinions don't matter. Often God's chosen the least likely to get the promotion, grant, spouse, or prize. Right now, someone doesn't think you're qualified to do what you're doing or have what you have. They don't think you're smart enough, wealthy enough, sexy enough, skinny enough, or friendly enough. A mother who doesn't think you're good enough to marry her son, a socialite who thinks you have no business coming to her gated community or doorman building, a business mogul who thinks their entrepreneurial ideas belong in the toilet. Their opinion is nothing more than their interpretation of you. They do not understand or know, and they are not privately destiny. Allow yourself to listen to those voices, and you'll spend a lifetime defending yourself and your actions. If you get wind of your destiny, then you're likely to say, yeah, you of all people will never keep it happen, will never make it happen.
That's your opinion. Ignore them. Your future depends solely on what God has created you to do. I'm so glad I didn't pay attention to what other people might have said about my life and my choices for success. Avoid the deceptive lure of popularity. Opinions can be positive, too. It's wonderful to know that people are helped or pleased as you fulfill your destiny. Others can cheer you to get heights of adoration, but nobody can afford to get caught up in the high opinions of others. People will love you, but you can quickly, they can turn against you. When you position toward destiny, don't get caught in a false lure of popularity, because you develop a thick skin even when you're popular, and don't believe your own resume. If you don't, it can later be painful to hear the voices of cruel, non-constructive criticism. You cannot have it both ways. You can't choose to hear only the voices of those who adore you, or shut down the voices of those who don't. As you make your way to destiny, you will hear and learn much more than those who criticize you and those who adore you. I learned much about who I was from my haters when I came under a fire of criticism. The first time I had the experience, I couldn't even defend myself because I was shocked that people even cared enough about me to write about me, whether negative or not. I had no idea I was important enough to be hated on at that level. My haters taught me my own significance. Your destiny doesn't depend on the opinions of haters or applauders either. They're all making judgments about your future based on you right now. And that's not a complete picture. Only God sees the big picture. Don't listen to people who have nothing. James A. Baldwin said, "The most dangerous creation of my society is a man who has nothing to lose." Those who have nothing to lose can't care about their own death, so they certainly don't care about yours. It's disheartening to note the number of accomplished athletes, actors, and other famous people who have not yet met failure because they too took the advice of someone who had nothing to lose. The college running back Maurice Clark had kept potential when he major NFL team drafted him. The young man had talent, but was known for exhibiting bad behaviors. Eventually, his poor choices led him to an armed robbery conviction and a prison sentence. After he served his sentence, a sports reporter interviewed him after his experience and asked how many other people he once associated with visited during his more than 3 years in prison. none of them, he responded. They took their behavior to the next person, and whatever the next party was going on. But apparently, the young man engaged in some introspection during his incarceration. He began to understand why some professional athletes have a difficult time putting distance between themselves and those they knew, including family members, for landing 6- or 7-figure rookie contracts. He observes, you may feel guilty or feel they should enjoy this time with you because they've been around you. The truth is, they've been around, but they have not put you in the same amount of work as you. Survivor's guilt can affect those who successfully escape a life of poverty and dysfunction. Guilty for having worked their way out of those circumstances, they are tempted to bring along others who cannot leave inappropriate behavior behind. The successful are often accused of forgetting where they come from. They feel guilty and try to maintain friendship with people who are not going through anymore. Destiny does not require you to continue to surround yourself with people from a life worked hard to escape. A working but poor man grew tired of being trapped by the limited circumstances of his life. He took inventory of his friends and noted that one of them, who wasn't particularly smart or gifted, had amazed him amassed wealth. He asked his friend how he had cured his future. The wealthy friend's response was, keep the right company. He observed that all his other friends hated hard work and no desire to improve themselves. He decided to make new friends by attending conventions and seminars to connect with successful people. After he had completely replaced his network of friends, he made a list with 2 columns. Those who improved his life by association and those who would drag him down. Then he made 2 decisions. So much time as possible with people who would improve his life. He would never spend more than 5 minutes around the people who would drag him down. After 3 years, the man was a millionaire. Your associations don't have to be with the wealthy, powerful, and famous, but be intentional about associating with those determined to live a life of purpose. Of the persons you regularly spend time with, the person devote his or her time to helping humanity or tearing down humanity. After giving yourself truthful answers, decide whether each relationship is beneficial to you in reaching your destiny. Hear the still, small voice of destiny. A man who owned an ice house, lost a valuable watch amid all the substance, sawdust inside. He made a thorough search of the building, carefully racking through the sawdust, but didn't find it. His workers looked also, but no one was able to find it. When the noon whistle blew, all the workers vacated the building to eat. While they were away, a boy who had heard about their unsuccessful search slipped inside the ice house. He soon found and watched, amazed. The owner asked him how he found it. "It is simple," he explained. "I closed the door and lay down quietly in the sawdust. I just kept very still, and soon I heard the watch ticking. I followed the sound and found it." Have you heard the sound of destiny calling out to you? Or did you think you had been passed over? The beauty of destiny is that there is a task for everyone. You are not forgotten or left out. Maybe you just have to get quiet and follow the sound of destiny. Life moves quickly, the most of the time noisy, too. The average person is processing a barrage of messages at any given moment during the day. You get up in the morning thinking about everything you have to do that day. Those thoughts race through your mind as you get dressed. You navigate daily rush hour traffic while you listen to your favorite morning disc jockey or music CD. At the office, you hear voices throughout the workday, and as the day comes to a close, you begin thinking your evening. And amid all those messages, your mind is speaking to you about your kids, your 401k plan, your mortgage, or your workout routine. How can you possibly hear and pull off your destiny? Sometimes destiny speaks quietly in subtle opportunities at the hands of those who least suspect. The ordinary following you stand behind the movie line may be the corporate executive who can hire and mentor you, showing you the easy that it's not a part of your social circle. May introduce you to the people who will help usher you to another place among your destiny's journey. Destiny is a powerful draw, but will not overwhelm you with shouting. The quiet voice of your future tugs at you are in touch with the truth that you have future and a purpose. That voice can guide you, connect with just these obtrusive voices, and listen. Get quiet and still, like the boy who found the watch when no one else could. If you've never practiced getting still, discover the benefits of finding your quiet place. Develop a regular practice in stillness so that you can be tuned to destiny speaking to you. Get to a quiet place through prayer, meditation, and reflection. Use your quiet time to envision the life you desire. In the time of stillness, reflect on events and conversations that may be opportunities to move to another level. Think about how you are growing and emerging in preparation of what God has in your store for you. You hear sounds all day long and every day, but destiny's voice requires that you listen. You will find the message that destiny has reserved just for you as you move beyond physical act of talking and taking the auditory stimuli of comprehending and responding to the message found within the sounds that you hear. Did you hear that? Destiny is speaking to you now. Praise God. That concludes our reading of the Book of Destiny for today, of chapters 14 and 15. We want to thank you for joining us on today, and we want to ask that you join us the next time we come forth and read out of the Book of Destiny. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. The stressed, the depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. My brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States. I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life, you are the head and not the tail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die. Let's not lose another person to a senseless death, substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing.